Alright folks, welcome back to The Dopamine Declutter. Your daily dose of real talk about navigating this crazy world we call life, one positive step at a time. Now, I'm Jake Carter, your friendly neighborhood guide through the chaos. Or at least, that's what my mom calls me. But seriously, you know that feeling when you're trying to climb a mountain, but every time you take two steps forward, you stumble back one? Ever get stuck in that loop? Well, buckle up, because today we're diving deep into the world of goal setting, not just any goals, though. We're talking about those healthy, achievable goals that actually propel you forward instead of leaving you feeling defeated. Because let's face it, life throws enough curveballs our way. We don't need to be sabotaging ourselves with unrealistic expectations and a constant parade of should-haves. Here are five key takeaways to level up your goal game. Number one, start small. I know, you're probably thinking, Jake, give me the magic formula. Just tell me how to conquer the world. But seriously, Rome wasn't built in a day, and neither is success. Start with baby steps. Think of it like training for a marathon. You wouldn't jump into a 26-mile run on your first day, right? Break down your big goals into smaller, manageable chunks. Each tiny victory builds momentum, keeps you motivated, and prevents that overwhelming feeling that can derail your best intentions. Number two, make it specific. Vague goals are like playing darts blindfolded. You might hit something eventually, but it's not exactly a bullseye. Be crystal clear about what you want to achieve. Instead of saying, I want to be healthier, try something like, I'll walk for 30 minutes 3 times a week. See the difference? Specificity provides direction and makes it easier to track your progress. Number three, write it down. This is not your high school diary. It's a strategic battle plan. Putting your goals on paper, or even better, in a digital document you can review regularly, increases your chances of success by making them tangible and real. It's like signing a pact with yourself, except this time, you're the boss. Number four, celebrate those wins, big and small. High fives all around. You crushed that daily workout? Amazing. Did you finally finish that chapter you've been putting off for weeks? Awesome job. Acknowledging your progress keeps you motivated and reinforces positive habits. Don't just focus on the end goal, enjoy the journey along the way. Life is a marathon, remember? And who says marathons can't be fun? And lastly, number five, don't beat yourself up if you stumble. We're human. It's inevitable to have setbacks. The key is not to let those moments derail your entire journey. Learn from them, adjust your approach if needed, and keep moving forward. Ever feel like you're constantly chasing this elusive, perfect version of yourself? Well, picture this. You're finally landing that dream job. You've conquered a challenging project at work. You're feeling on top of the world. But then, just as quickly, a voice in your head whispers, "That's great, but what's next?" And suddenly, you're back to that relentless pursuit of perfection, constantly comparing yourself to others and feeling like you're never quite good enough. Sound familiar? This is where the dopamine declutter comes in. It's about finding that sweet spot where you celebrate your achievements without letting them define your entire worth. It's about recognizing that progress isn't always linear. There will be ups and downs, twists and turns. And it's about learning to appreciate the journey as much as the destination. So, what can you do right now? Take a few minutes to write down one small goal you want to achieve this week. Make it specific, measurable, and something that genuinely excites you. Then, visualize yourself accomplishing it. How does it feel? What are you proud of? Write down those feelings too. By focusing on positive progress and celebrating even the smallest wins, you'll create a ripple effect of positivity in your life. And trust me, that's something worth celebrating. Until next time, keep decluttering those negative thoughts and chasing after those dreams with all the passion you've got. You got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.